This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Sunday night, I should probably go to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. I don't know how to get myself to fall asleep. Yes, Greg.
Can I give you some advice?
Sure. You worked on the morning show for years. Go ahead.
So I would say that stay up like a normal person. Stay up till 9 or 10 o'clock. And then wake up whenever, you have to wake up. And then come home and nap for an hour or two. And then,
Yeah. I'm not a big napper, though.
Me either.
But it's better than, what's the alternative? Going to bed at 8 o'clock?
Because I gotta be be in the game.
Yeah, and you have to watch what the nightly shows do and all that stuff.
Right.
It's not easy. So that's why I'm saying a nap in the middle. I mean, maybe with kids, a nap is not the most optimal thing in the world. But
Dawn, you did the morning show this morning, and did not take a nap today. I'm guessing, right?
No.
And how are you feeling?
Great.
Great. It's one day though.
Larry calls me the vampire. I just don't. He does, because
wait a second. Is Larry stealing my stuff?
No, he actually said it before. I swear to you, he said it
before. Is Larry stealing the vampiric one? Because I know your husband. I will,
yes.
And
he's your number one fan. Maybe he did. I don't know. But a good vampire.
Dawn, I'm kidding. I don't have my sarcasm button because I'm at Fox News today. But if I did, I'd be playing it.
The thing nobody really knows about me is, and Larry said, are they ready for you in the morning? Because you guys get me at 3 o'clock after I've done TV shoots and I've been up since 4:30. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the morning, I ping pong off the wall. I have a lot of energy.
Oh,
I know.
No.
Good.
So I'll have to tone it down.
Oh, no.
No, I think it's good. I want you to have energy.
I'll bring
energy.
You guys coffee and stuff, okay?
I'm actually I'm a morning person by nature. You know what I mean? I'm a morning person. I just, because we do the afternoon show, I get home at 7:30 and then I'm fired up till 11 o'clock at night at least. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like I can, because I'm the high from this show lasts hours and hours. So that's what I mean. But if you left to my own natural state, I would be up very early. I'm most creative in the morning. I'm most productive in the morning. So that's why I'm actually looking forward to that from that perspective,
Yeah. And I think the best thing to do is when at some point in the morning, try to take a break to exercise.
Nope.
Yep.
Not doing that.
Yep.
Screw that.
Exercise.
Wait, during the show? Oh, I should get one of those, what are they?
elliptical?
Yeah, I want to get a treadmill in the studio.
This 7:30 treadmill break.
Yeah. Brought to you by. Sales, get on this.
That's
sales.
A good idea.
Do this right now. Get a treadmill for me in the studio so I can work out during the show.
Or an elliptical, which would be silent.
It's actually a brilliant idea.
I'm serious. Well, first of all, I've asked sales for two things.
Uh-huh.
One, liposuction.
Yeah. What?
And two,
what?
Yeah.
What's wrong not with you? Need lipo.
My love handle's gone. And number two, if I can't have that, but actually I've got to work for it, then give me an elliptical in the studio. I can work out during the show.
That would be hysterical.
Be amazing,
that'd be
right?
Awesome.
It would. And what promotion and publicity for whatever the elliptical company is. You know what I mean? That's actually a great idea.
Well, tomorrow we're going to go see sales. I'm going to tell them that's my big idea tomorrow. Get me an elliptical machine that I can work out during the show.
It's brilliant, actually.
I mean, I stand during the show and I pace like a crazed tiger.
You do.
So, and I'm using my hands like a crazy Italian man, so I might as well put them on, and thing and do the thing back and forth with the other thing,
See?
So.
Well, I'm just warning you guys that, unlike my chipper.
Your chipper personality now?
2 p.m.
Your chipper, sunny personality?
I'm not a morning person, so I'm not going to
really?
Be like that in the morning. I know
so you're
shocking.
Not a morning person, you're not an afternoon person. You're grumpy at night.
I'm grumpy all the time.
You have like a 20-minute window where you're actually like a nice guy.
100%. I'm very rarely a nice guy, but
Stop.
Stalker.
You're a great guy.
It's amazing
so,
to me.
Wait,
yes,
everybody drinks coffee though, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Lots of it.
Good.
I'm going to have an IV drip in my arm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to have. So
the mandatory Zioli IV drip of coffee.
That's the other thing they should do is get me a coffee sponsor who can inject it directly in my veins. In my veins, Dawn. That's what I need.
See?
You know what I mean? What am I gonna? What else was I gonna mention about the morning show next week? Oh, right. So from 5:30 to 9 is the show.
Yes.
My hits on MSNBC will be during the show.
No, that's
so
not
I have.
Happening.
That's not true. No. Not true. I'm not doing that. Not doing that. Okay. Just had
you,
a check.
You threw a lot of mixed messages out yesterday. That's the one thing I was getting from some friends who were texting me.
What?
What's happening? He's going. No. We're just going to morning.
It's just my mornings. Joking. Mornings. My joking. I'm not going to go on MSNBC. Now, when I do endorse a Democrat for president, at that moment, then
no,
I will be shaving my head and what? No, no. It's sarcasm, obviously. Sarcasm. Look, it's a Philly joke. You got to know. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah. If you know Philly radio, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
If you know Philly radio, you're smirking right now.
You're smirking right now. Exactly, Dawn. Thank you. Exactly right.
Oh,
and also making Greg feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
which
way uncomfortable.
Which is the best part of the job.
I mean, it's what you strive for, right, Rich?
Exactly. Did you also see, by the way, so they got the huge news on the show, moving to mornings. And so today I saw there's a whole thing on what's happening in the industry. And there's Howard Stern, who had his cancer risk. And then right below him was me moving to mornings. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right there, you know? But unlike him, I'm not going to become a politically correct wuss.
Oh, boy.
Because I get older. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
So that's my pledge.
Yeah,
No, it's fine.
No, he just wrote a book, which is basically his swan song.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically apologizing for everything he's ever done.
Yeah, there's only so many strippers to interview. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's the excuse, right? Because listen, I know for a fact there's more strippers to interview.
Oh, yeah.
In the challenging economic times, it's harder to be a stripper now than ever.
Yes.
Well,
right?
Stormy's going to come in studio Monday.
Yeah. Oh, good. I wanted her to. I've been asking for a while. I've also been asking sales to give me a live. Well, I want to do a live show at a strip club when Stormy Daniels is dancing there.
Yeah.
I think it'll be great. Breakfast and boobs. We can do Bloody Marys and.
I mean. The promotion writes itself, doesn't it?
It does.
Breakfast and boobs.
It does.
That's what I mean. I just, you know, this whole thing of, you know, for years now, you go on and you're challenging political correctness, and then all of a sudden you become politically correct. You become the thing you mocked, and then, you know, everybody, well, it's just an evolution. It's an evolution, you see. This is me. I can't evolve. I'm as evolved as I'm going to get. I'm as evolved as a man was like 3 million years ago. That's it. That's all I am.
So
can't
like,
evolve anymore.
In 30 years, we're not going to get the Rich Zeoli book of the tell-all of, you know, I apologize for the person I was on the radio in Philadelphia.
I can't be anything but this. This is all I am. And I love it, by the way. I'm proud of it.
Well, that's why we love you.
See that? Got to be real. Got to be authentic.
Basically, Stern is telling all of his listeners who listened to him in the 90s, like, hey, all that stuff I did was crap.
Yeah.
Which
I was
kind
just
of,
acting. I was acting.
It's kind of a slap in the face to everybody who's kind of been a fan of his for years, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but if you listened or watched him when he did it on camera too, he was real. That was him. So he's just embarrassed, I guess, of who he was and thinks he's changed now.
Because he hung out with the Chablis crowd. See, that's the thing. Here's what I'm going to do to make sure that I never changed on. I have three rules.
Love
ready?
This.
Number one. I will not attend any parties at the main line. Write this down.
Okay.
All right? I pledge no parties on the main line ever under any circumstances.
Okay.
Period. I will always choose the FOP Lodge 5 over the main line. That's how you stay real right there. Let me tell you that. All right? Because if you drive to the far northeast and you drink with Philly cops, they'll put you in the back of a paddy wagon. You'll disappear before you know it. Number two, Dawn, I will never touch a glass of Chablis. Okay?
Good.
Number three, I will never go to the Hamptons.
Uh-oh.
Ever. Ever. It's the Chesapeake Bay or the Jersey Shore, and that's it. Period. And when I say the Jersey Shore, I mean the Wildwood Boardwalk, because that's it. You know what I mean?
Now, do you mean period full stop?
Period full stop, like Phil Murphy says. New Jersey. New Jersey. That's it. That's how you stay real. Those are the three rules. No parties on the main line, no Chablis, and no parties in the Hamptons. That's it.
Perfect.
I can't rule out certain towns along the shore because I have friends there, but, you know, some of the snootier ones, and you know who you are because you mock the other shore towns. I'll go there if I'm invited only because you're grandfathered in, because I knew you before you were you. You know what I mean?
Stone Harbor.
Like Stone Harbor, right. Like, let's not pretend like 20 years ago. Like, Stone Harbor wasn't all pretentious back then. Cape May's always been overrun by Canadians, though. There's nothing I can do about that. They invaded that. I don't know what happened there, those Canadians. But I will go to Cape May because it's grandfathered in, Dawn, you see?
Yes.
It's like Seattle City's grandfathered in. Bob Franks ran for governor, most down-to-earth guy. He used to love going to Seattle City. It was his favorite place. These places are all grandfathered in. I can't help it if rich people move there and try to change the character of those towns. Yeah. I refuse to give those towns up, Dawn. You understand?
Yeah.
Refuse.
All right. I love it.
Also, by the way, see, we are an original show because this show is there's no other show like this that does humor and politics. That's the truth. This is the only, there's no other show like this in America.
That's because there's one and only Rich Scioli.
See that?
Who's
Thank
an original.
You. That's right. That's how we do things. Because you can't survive in this area without being an original. You just can't.
True. No, it's true.
You know what it is? We know phonies better than, I think, any other part of the country, right?
Yep.
We know, and when you're faking it, we know it.
Yes.
You
yes.
can't survive here if you're not authentic.
100%. That's why other shows, like, you know, that have been in this time slot have come and gone. You know what I mean? Because they weren't authentic and, you know, they weren't, people saw right through them.
You gotta. That's it. You gotta be real.
Yep.
I would say that about television news, too. If you think about the number one stations and the number one rated people, you know all their business.
It's true.
The ones who you really like, oh, yeah, I really don't know much about that person. It's because they're a phony and they're just, like, not letting you know who they are.
That's right. Or they have fake boobs. They're phony boobs, and they're not letting you know who they are either.
Fake boobs.
It's also part of the problem.
Oh, man.
That's part of the help, actually.
If you weren't real and you weren't authentic, the show wouldn't have survived and thrived for 4 years.
No. True. No. The audience would have sniffed me out in a matter of seconds.
100%. Totally. Yeah.
And as long as you follow the three cardinal rules. Again, no parties on the main line ever. And I know that the bosses live up in the main line. They're going to invite me to Christmas parties. I can't go. It's against my rule. I'm not allowed.
Even
I'm not
if
allowed.
The boss invites you?
Can't do it. No. It's in my contract. No parties in the main line. No Chablis.
Like, what's the cutoff? Like, Gladwin? Like, what's the cutoff line there?
I don't know. Anything that might be main line. And then I want a radius around it of like 20 miles. Yes,
Well, I have friends on the main line. So they're some of, you know, so
Can't
they're
do it.
Grandfathered
no.
in.
Can't go.
No, they're
you, for you, they're
grandfathered in.
In. Yeah, for you, they are. I don't have any friends on the main line.
Oh, looks good on you, though.
I don't want any friends on the main line. All right, 855-839-1210. Even though that everybody that owns this runs this company lives on the main line.
Exactly.
Other than that,
and they're all listening right now.
See? Other than that,
Rizzioli 3-6 Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.